question was asked, what's the rule of wearing kippah when one's going to the gym, when one's going swimming, when one's going sleeping, when one's going to the bathroom, when one's going to the shower room? Wearing kippah in all these different circumstances. So technically, we're supposed to wear kippah whenever we do things. One is supposed to keep one's head covered. And so long as one is doing something, we're not supposed to have even a few seconds pass without our head being covered. What about when we go to sleep? So it's normal that one's kippah falls off when he goes to sleep. He doesn't have to worry about it. What about when we go to the bathroom? So then there's... I think it's okay. What about when one is going to the bathroom? Then there's no reason to take off the kippah. Leave the kippah on. What about when you're going to the shower room? So then you don't have to worry about keeping your kippah on. And the same thing when you're going swimming. Within the shower room, you don't have to worry about it. When you leave the shower room, you should put the kippah back on your head. Same thing when you're in the pool area. If you're jumping in and out of the pool and you're swimming, so it's okay. The general rule is, you could assume, in most things in halacha, what everyone's doing is usually okay. So you don't see people going swimming or going to the shower room with a kippah. And this rule applies outside Machon Mir. Inside Machon Mir, it's a little bit more complicated, because once one person does something strange, everyone else starts doing something strange. So a few years ago, we had a guy who decided that why should he stop wearing kippah in the shower room? So he wore a kippah to the shower room. And everyone else who saw him decided, well, must be that it's a good thing. So everyone else started wearing a kippah in the shower room. And then a few weeks later, one guy asked me, do you have to wear a kippah in the shower room? So I said, well, do you see other people wearing a kippah in the shower room? So everyone said, yes. So then I discovered that this rule isn't such a good rule in Machon Meir. But the rule is outside Machon Meir, what you see the general Jewish people doing, you could assume is kosher. For example, when you go swimming, not wearing a kippah. When you go into the shower room, you don't have to wear a kippah. When you leave the shower room, you should put the kippah back on. You shouldn't be walking around without a kippah.